Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Big Top at Circus World. Here this morning we're joined by Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, and also Dean Emanuel, the Elephant Presenter. And of course, Under the Big Top at Circus World is presented by the Baraboo National Bank. And before we get to the Big A topic from the end of last week, we'll start by learning a little bit about Dean. So you are the Elephant Presenter at Circus World. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I started, a lot of people are usually born into the circus industry and generations. I'm first generation. I got involved when I was 15. I was walking around one of the local fairs, and a family-owned company had a couple elephants, and I asked them for a job. Just went from there, started working there, worked with the shovel, worked like the old timers say, you start from the back and work your way up. And time went on, and I eventually worked my way to Ringling, and this is my first year having my own herd here, and really glad to be here at Circus World with them.
So it's your first year at Circus World. What have you done prior leading up to this, and how did you get connected with the group at Circus World?
Mostly when I joined with Ringling, it pretty much took off there. Okay. And started to be kind of recognized by some of the trainers here. Okay. On Carson and Barnes, and they had asked me if I wanted a job. And I worked under the trainer there for some time before he allowed me to take out my own herd. And it just takes a lot of dedication, a lot of time. You really have to love it. It's like I say, it's not a job. It's more of a lifestyle, just like anything in this business. And pretty much from there, the dedication just paid off in the long run.
And you talk about the job and the responsibilities like that. What goes into your day-to-day duties? What do you normally do when it comes to working with the elephants?
Well, we usually start around 5:30 a.m. every day. We'll start by, we'll go in there, check them out, see how they're doing, start cleaning up. We'll let them out in their playpen outside. And from there, it's just a lot of cleaning, a lot of washing, bath times, pedicures, and just getting them ready for their morning performance.
What goes into a diet of an elephant like this? How often do they eat? What do they normally eat? That sort of thing.
Well, their main diet here is hay and grain. Okay. They'll eat about 25 pounds each of sweet feed each day. They'll go through about 7 to 6 bales a day between the both of them. They'll drink over 100 gallons of water each day, and we'll also provide them with fruits and vegetables, some of their favorites being watermelon, apples, oranges. They really love the fruity stuff. Actually, yesterday for the 4th of July, we gave them a smorgasbord of fruits and marshmallows and cookies.
Oh,
so they got to smash some watermelons up, and they had themselves a good little time.
And Scott actually talked about that they love smashing watermelons, huh? That's their big thing?
Oh, absolutely. a lot of people think the peanuts is their favorite. That's actually kind of a myth.
Okay.
It'd be first watermelon, then probably bread, actually.
I think the Peanut Manufacturing Association of America is probably who got that one started.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure the watermelon lobbyist group was as strong as the peanuts. But
yes.
I agree with Dean. If you put a peanut in a watermelon, pretty much guarantee you where they're going to go.
Yeah, I've actually seen them refuse the peanuts before.
So we're joined here this morning by elephant trainer from Circus World, Dean Manuel, as well as, of course, Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director of Circus World. All right, let's enough putting it off. Let's talk about the Big A topic from the end of last week. It's made national, and it sounds like international headlines here at this point. But Kelly, one of the elephants over there at Circus World, decided to take a little stroll.
Yeah, so Kel is not only an amazing, beautiful family member of ours, but she's also a marketing genius, as we've come to find out. It has garnered, it was either a very slow news day or America was ready for a feel-good story and an only in Baraboo kind of story. You know, we've talked about it numerous times on this radio show that there's been confusion in the general population as far as, is Circus World closed now that Ringling Brothers is closed? Well, I think the whole world now knows that we're open, thanks to the ingenuity and characters of our elephant our elephants at Circus World. You know, they sort of worked as a duo in this little stroll that Miss Kel went for. So we have two. We're blessed to have two elephants with us. Isla's the Harry Houdini of the group. She likes to pay homage to Wisconsin's other favorite son, Harry Houdini, and loves all things sort of shiny and mechanical, nuts and bolts and clevises and anything that she can sort of play with, you know, with her trunk. You know, elephants have over 100,000 muscles alone in their trunk. And they're very adept. You would think that they might be big and clunky. They are anything but. They are complete geniuses and very aware and intelligent of all that is around them and what they do. So Miss Isla saw an opportunity and some nuts and bolts that she thought she'd like to play with, which then, of course, cracked the door, allowing Kelly to look outside and go, wow, look at the green, luscious Wisconsin buffet on the other side of that door. I think I'm going to go explore that. And she went for a little stroll. You know, Kelly has been with us here over the years at Circus World. She's very familiar with the Baraboo River. She used to go out and take her daily baths out in the Baraboo River. So, you know, for her, it was just, I'm going to, you know, go out in the river. It's familiar territory to me. So there she found herself in the river and looked up on the riverbank at her neighbors who had these luscious marigolds and lilies over in their front yard. And my golly, that's like nature's candy store. So that kind of caught her eye, and off she went to visit our neighbors. And of course, an only in Baraboo kind of moment where you might wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning for your morning coffee, look out the back window, and there's Kelly over for a visit. You know, it's funny, as we spoke to news media from around the world, and they were going, tell us about the, you know, tell us about her. Where did you guys find, the way they asked it, I think they thought she was in Portage or Reedsburg or something, rather than, you know, two doors down from Circus World. So, you know, it wasn't the great escape as the media tried to frame it as, but she definitely went for a little stroll and was there when Dean, you know, showed up and said, hey, Cal, and she kind of looked up like, hey, Dad, what's going on? You know, like, nothing to see here. You want some marigolds? It's pretty tasty. And then she went on her little plunky kind of walk back to Circus World. You know, I tell a lot of the media, she makes me look fast. You know, she's kind of got one speed, which is plunk. Plunky, and there she was, just, you know, out checking out the community. Of course, we said she was doing a test run for the great circus parade that we got coming up. She will be part of that that time on that instance on purpose. We'll be planning for her and Isla, her great partner, to be part of that experience. But it was definitely the elephant stroll heard around the world. You know, it made it not every day we're talking to CNN and talking to the AP and everything, every media outlet in between. So, you know, it definitely, of course, highlighted an element that Dean and the elephant department have addressed. Because, you know, it's not, we don't want her going to visit our neighbors every day, although our phone has not stopped ringing with people in this community going, can she come to our backyard? Can she come? Just let her go a few more blocks. You know, it's definitely this community. Are great supporters and lovers of their circus heritage and of Circus World, and of course the elephants. So to them, it was just sort of like, wow, this is awesome. The family who had the opportunity to have Kelly visit visited Circus World yesterday, and they got an up close and personal introduction to Kelly, a planned one. I got to feed her some fresh lettuce and get some family photos, and they got some stories to tell for generations in that family of when Kelly came to visit.
Oh, wonderful. And once again, we're joined here by Scott O'Donnell and Dean Emanuel, Executive Director of Circus World, Scott, as well as the elephant presenter, Dean. And Dean, let's talk a little bit. So Kelly, Isla was able to essentially pick the lock and allow Kelly to get out. Talk about the personality of these two elephants. You've worked with elephants in the past. Are there certain traits that all elephants share? Do they all have unique traits? What's the personality like?
They're definitely unique. There's no two elephants alike. Mm-hmm. They really, every single one has their own distinct personality. And Isla is definitely the brains. She, like Scott said, she can pick bolts and clevises. And Kelly really doesn't know how to do that, but Kelly's our midnight snacker. I can't really say she had escaped. She just, I think we're all guilty of a midnight snack. And Kelly seen the opportunity and she took it as slow as she could. I'm sure Isla would love to have joined her on her stroll.
Though Isla was smart enough to stay in the...
I think it's kind of indicative that Isla just sort of stayed there like, hey, nothing going on here. It's all her.
Yeah, she probably regretted it deeply because she spent the night by herself.
So one for you, Dean, what's the most rewarding part about working with elephants?
Definitely just the bond you create with them at the end of the day. That's mm-hmm. the greatest thing I achieve out of this. Definitely just being around them every day. I'll commit any of my time, all my time to them. And it's definitely just watching them and, after a long day and a hard day and all the work you put into them. And at the end of the day, you can see that they're happy. And that's the greatest thing I can achieve out of it.
Now, these two, you said Kelly's been with you in the past. Is Isla new, or is it always the same elephants? What's the...
It's not always the same elephants, but, sort of a rotation of elephants over the years that have been here at Circus World. Of course, we're blessed to have amazing partners in the circus industry that allow us to present elephants here. Dean's kind of being a little humble. It really is a full-time, lifetime responsibility. I mean, he doesn't get to go to the drive-in or get to go, swim at Devil's Lake. It is a full-time, seven-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day responsibility. And he and Candace, who has been on this show previously, they really sacrifice their lives in many ways to give the best quality of life for these amazing family members. And they do, and it shows. Both of them are just fat and sassy. I don't know if that's politically correct, that's just about it. They enjoy their time, and they do present their act in the Big Top twice a day. For 4 minutes they are performing working elephants. The rest of the time, they're out in the yard or they're out in the back 40 exploring our back forest at Circus World and getting to be elephants. They are amazing ambassadors of their species. And there's not too many elephants left in the world. And we are in a digital age and you can Google a picture of an elephant and you can look at the statistics and all that kind of great stuff. But when you get to see one live and you can see them and you can smell them and you can sense them and you can feel that sort of low subsonic rumbling communication that they do, you might not even read or know that they do that. But when you're there, there's just a primal connection that's made. And we always contend that when you make that connection, then you really do care about the survival of the species because, they are amazing creatures and it's on behalf of all of us to make sure that they survive and they remain for future generations to understand, be educated by, and to enjoy.
Like Peggy mentioned last week on this show, there's very few places you can go to actually see an elephant, interact with elephants, and that is what you can do over at Circus World right here in Baraboo. We'll take a short break and be back with more here under the Big Top at Circus World, presented by the Baraboo National Bank.
Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on Under the Big Top at Circus World, presented by the Baraboo National Bank. We're joined this morning by Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, as well as Dean Emanuel, the elephant presenter. And I heard a rumor that a large jolly fella in red might be showing up in Circus World this weekend.
Yes, and everybody said, is that Kelly's older brother? Everything comes back to Kelly anymore. Yes, you are correct. We are blessed every July to get an unseasonal visit by our good friend in the North Pole, Santa Claus Kris Kringle, who is good friends of the clowns. I think the clowns and the elves are part of the same union. I'm not too sure. But he makes a swing by, and we have Christmas in July this weekend coming up at Circus World, where Santa Claus will be part of the Big Top show, which is pretty awesome. you know, Dave Salutis, our longtime ringmaster, loves to cede the microphone to old Saint Nick. I mean, who wouldn't want to? Also, our guests get an opportunity to go home with the world's largest stocking, Christmas stocking. It's an 8-foot tall stocking that is jam full of some amazing creations from our good friends the elves. It's a fun weekend. You know, I always love, because you know, where else do you get to see Santa in his summer shorts? But also to watch folks, you know, walking up to Circus World. And it's usually circus music playing all day long, which is the ultimate earworm to try and get out of your ear at the end of the day. But it's circus music in the middle of July, and people are kind of perplexed, like, what's going on? That's kind of fun. So that's coming up. Then we have a weekend sort of off. At Circus World, not off. We're open and doing stuff, but no special promotions in the sense. But we are doing a Circus World To Go presentation in Edgerton, Wisconsin, at their annual Tobacco Heritage Day Parade. We will be featuring the America Steam Calliope, that amazing wagon that we have that weighs over 11,000 pounds. Has a steam calliope, not calliope. That's sort of the word on the street, but in the circus, it's calliope. Okay. That instrument, when it's played, can be heard for over 3 miles. And it is an amazing instrument. Dave Salutis is one of the few people in the world that can play such an instrument. He starts icing his hands as we speak because it's kind of a full-time workout. That instrument has 20-plus pounds of steam pressure per key on the keyboard, so it's not like playing your normal keyboard. It pushes back at you at an alarming rate. So it's a pretty neat experience. It also allows us to it's a prep, and because the weekend following is Baraboo's 5th annual anniversary circus parade and celebration presented by our good friends at the Baraboo National Bank. And of course, that'll be homecoming weekend as well. Final preparations going on, production meetings for that show that'll be at the Al Ringling Theater, Sawdust and Spangles and Dreams. And of course, registrations are still flying in. I think we're playing beat the clock at this point, where circus folk are looking at their calendar going, wow, it's here, we don't want to miss it. So there's been a flurry of registrations, and we anticipate that'll continue right up to, and we also anticipate there'll be some that won't register because they either didn't know to, and they just show up, and it's going to be a fun time. Now, on the other front, I can give you a little update on our train cars.
Okay,
I know
there we
that's,
go. Yes.
That's another topic that's come up. So I can tell you that one of them has made it to the great state of Wisconsin safely, thankfully. It is being housed here in the state until the other two catch up to it, so we can try and bring them all three of them in at once and do a proper welcome home to Baraboo celebration. So one's closer than the other two, but they're all three are closer than they've been. So it's exciting. As I've said before, I don't think they want to give up active duty. They have done their best to try and stay on the rails and get some more circus journey under their belts before they get here to their forever home at Circus World. But it's closer than it's been, so stay tuned. The minute we know that all three are here in the state and they're heading to Baraboo, we'll get the word out to everybody so that you can all come and welcome these amazing artifacts and mechanical family members home to Baraboo.
We certainly look forward to that. Scott O'Donnell and Dean Manuel, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
It's our pleasure, and keep an eye out. You never know. Circus World might be coming to your backyard here in Baraboo.
At least a member of it.
Yeah, and only in Baraboo kind of moment.
Well, once again, thank you for joining us here this morning. This has been Under the Big Top at Circus World, presented by the Baraboo National Bank.
In 1888, the Ringling Circus was on the road in what was a tough rainy season. The circus needed financial help to keep going. The Baraboo National Bank wired money and the show went on. In 1907, the Ringlings returned the favor during a run on the bank. Otto Ringling walked through the bank doors carrying several sacks full of cash, made a large deposit, and calmed the fears of others. Banking better together. The Ringlings knew what it was. You can too. Visit any Baraboo National Bank branch or BaraboNational.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.